Bite, bite, bite. Chew, chew, chew. Bite what you chew with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
And we want to take this moment to make sure that everybody remembers that we're one day off, obviously, yesterday being Veterans Day, but we want to honor all of those that have served our country.
And currently serving.
And currently serving. We thank you very much. As a Air Force brat, I grew up on multiple military bases and have a very... I just get that chill every time I see a military jet, aircraft, anything. It just...
Imagine if you were the enemy, the chill you'd get.
I live near the Apache helicopter factory out there, so I see those guys flying around once in a while, and it's just amazing.
That's cool stuff.
But we do thank you very much for your service, all of you veterans listening, and thanks for continuing to listen to the show. We are talking about scams and security frauds and phishing scams and all the stuff that goes on where people are trying to convince you to do something that's going to hurt you by clicking on certain things in an email or going to certain websites. Really, it's become very important that you do as little as possible on the internet.
Forget the community and the fellowship,
yeah, huh? I can't think of any other advice that's going to help people. It's like, just do as little as possible on the internet. Get back outside. Say hello to your neighbor. You know, get some iced tea out there. Get away from the computer. Because the more you're on it, the more likely...
Let's think what you can do safely. You can chat. Oh, no, you can't do that. Email. No.
No. You can...
you can surf website. No. You could just have your computer running and connected, and you won't get... No, that's a problem,
so
too.
So if you disconnect... You know what you can do? Disconnect and use your computer as a big jukebox. Right? Just play your music. Oh, but don't buy any Sony CDs because they're going to have a rootkit on them with spyware. So...
What can you do with your computer?
There's
a calculator built into Windows. It's really quite sophisticated, if you haven't seen it yet.
Of course, we're joking. It's nearly impossible to operate in this world anymore without this, without dropping out of society. But just like with driving, if you really thought about all of the dangers of driving a vehicle, you may not ever drive again. I mean, at least with the internet, you're not going to die.
And with driving, you know, there's some things you can do to hedge your bets.
Yes.
Like, you know, like airbags and, like, not drinking and maybe a seatbelt or two and things like that.
Is this another Sarah anecdote?
No. But with the internet and with computers, all those same different precautions exist out there. Keeping your machine up to date, keeping good antivirus software that you keep, again, up to date, having a firewall, preferably hardware-based, but if not, software-based, and just thinking before you click and not doing dumb things. If you follow those rules of the road, so to speak, you're going to be in pretty good shape. And again, there's some software, there's some resources, there's some things we have posted. Two different places. Check out our website, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section to see some topics and things about particular scams. But when you're at that homepage, click on the approved software, and we've got it broken down by category, things that you need to make sure you do on a regular basis to have a more safer surfing time.
More safer?
Uh-huh.
You know what else is important? I mean, you just cannot be involved with the internet and have computers if you don't have a relationship with somebody that can be your kind of guidance counselor, if you will. There's just, you have to have that relationship. It's just too dangerous anymore for you to make yes-no decisions on a mouse click. I mean, it can have a very expensive impact. Or if you're listening to the wrong sources because your trusted sources are really not trusted sources, you're not taking the time to look into the information that you're being given.
Lucky for you, we've made it easy for you to have your own personal advisor, because you just listen to the radio show here.
Go.
That's easy.
Yeah, a newsletter.
You got hours a week of our time right here.
Anywhere you are, anywhere you happen to be listening. By the way, feel free to email us and tell us what part of the country you're listening in from. Just find that person that can be your helper in this, because there's just way too much for you to take on by yourself. It's just not feasible. And, you know, if you've got 3 or 4 computers in your house, and you've got kids, and you've got... I mean, there's a lot to deal with there, and the standard approach is, well, my kids know more than I do, so I give up.
Kids know more than I do, so I give up. Is that the approach that parents take with
nothing else?
Other things?
Nothing else.
When it comes to their kids wanting to go out and party and drive and drink? And
No.
They say, no, well, you know what? They know too much. I give up.
But don't we see that constantly?
Yeah, with computers, of course.
And by the way, that's a reminder. It's a free public service we have in any of our stores anywhere in the country. If you have any questions about what your kids are doing online, we have a free private service for parents. You can bring your machine in. Confidentially, we'll sit together and show you what's going on and give you some ideas and tools, some systems, some processes so that you can be successful in managing how and when the internet is used in your home. So if you'd like that help, you can certainly go to datadoctors.com. You can click on the big banner at the top and learn all about it. We've got a great free safe surfing guide for you. We've got all kinds of great information there. You can go to our free help section. You can read about 6 years worth of newspaper columns, and we got tons and tons of information for you if you want to take the time to learn.
Thanks to the folks at Gold Circuit Incorporated for the fine sponsorship of this show. If you want to get a hold of them for any kind of asset management, some recycling, some making sure that they get rid of data and documents, you can reach them at 829-0404. That's 480-829-0404 or at goldcircuit.com.
And if you didn't get in during the show and you have a question, you know what, just call any of our stores and tell them Ken and Brandon said, I can do this.